It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll hear about the Milwaukee and Madison rallies that were held last night in solidarity with Charlottesville.
First, white supremacists violently clash with counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend. During the rally, a speeding car slammed into a group of counter-protesters, killing one person and injuring 19 others. Two state troopers who were monitoring the demonstrations were also killed when their helicopter crashed.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency, and President Trump made a statement when the clashes took place over the weekend. After being criticized for not singling out white supremacists or neo-Nazis, the president made another statement today.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Nathan Moore is a steering committee member of the group Together Seaville, a local political activist organization in Charlottesville. He's a former news director of WORT Community Radio in Madison. He joined us earlier today from Charlottesville to tell us what happened. Nathan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks much. I'm glad to be here.
What brought the white supremacists to Charlottesville this weekend?
Well, ostensibly, they were here to protect their history and protest the removal of the planned removal of the statue of Robert E. Lee in a downtown park that was called Lee Park, has been renamed Emancipation Park, and there is a plan for the removal of the Lee statue that the city council here voted to approve earlier this year. That was their ostensible reason for coming and to exercise their so-called free speech rights on this. That was really a big ruse. Their reason for coming was to terrorize the people of Charlottesville.
And the authorities, the local authorities, knew that they were coming, correct? They had to apply for a permit.
Yes, and there was a lot of back and forth on how that permit would go. Not to get into the weeds too much, but they did apply for a permit for a gathering of 400 people at Emancipation Park. It's not a large park. It's a small city block, and that's a fine size, 400. But then they started boasting in the media how thousands were going to be coming, and so the city tried to move them to a different park that's much larger and could actually accommodate that size, using sort of a time, place, and manner restriction on the First Amendment for public safety. The ACLU defended the Nazis in this case and won. So an injunction from the court said that no, that you have to permit it at Emancipation Park. And so they did come to Emancipation Park, and it turned into a kind of a street brawl.
Now, earlier you used the phrase, you know, they came to terrorize the people of Charlottesville. I'm paraphrasing here. Is there evidence? Is there any written statements they put out that would lead you to believe that, yes, that was their goal?
Sure. You can visit public pages that they've got at some of their internal far-right neo-Nazi and fascist media, like the Daily Stormer website, where they're talking about exactly this. They're going to stick it to the liberals. They're talking about the neighborhoods in Charlottesville where there's more people that are the N-word. They're talking about all the Jews in Charlottesville and the Jew mayor and all this kind of thing. The idea was very much to harass populations of Charlottesville that are already marginalized and to stick it to the liberals.
Now, was this just one white supremacist group, or was it several coming together? What do we know about the composition?
Yeah, it was a group that billed itself. The event was billed as Unite the Right, and it very much was a gathering of really, frankly, awful and at times vicious groups. There were neo-Confederate groups. There were neo-Nazi groups. There was the sort of fascist, what's called alt-right these days. There are a whole lot of different groups that all did manage to come together, from Richard Spencer and David Duke to some of our own local homegrown fascists like Jason Kessler. And I know, people may cringe at the use of the word fascist in cases because it has been overused maybe in the past. These people actually call themselves fascist. So, you know, I'm not overstating the case here.
Now, there was an event with this group, the white supremacist groups, on Friday night. Can you describe what happened Friday night?
Oh, Friday night's event was quite violent. They surrounded a church. So Reverend Cornell West was speaking at a church, as well as a whole lot of other local clergy. It was a clergy group, and attended by hundreds of people. The white nationalists gathered outside that with a bunch of tiki torches and then sort of marched across the street from that church to the sort of one of the main sort of quadrangles of the University of Virginia, right outside the rotunda here at UVA. It's a famous building designed by Thomas Jefferson with a statue of Jefferson out in front of it. About 20 or 30, mostly students, but also some UVA staff, circled the Jefferson statue in protest of the white nationalists wielding their tiki torches and chanting things like blood and soil. And the white nationalists surrounded them and threw tiki torch fuel on them, hit them with tiki torches, hit them with pepper spray. That was very much a violent confrontation. The police did not intervene very much in that until the white nationalists had basically left. And I think that's an open question for the university to deal with here.
And Saturday was another instance of violence. We saw another clash before actually the actual protest of the white supremacists actually even began. Tell us what happened on Saturday.
Oh, gosh. Saturday was a circus, right? I mean, any of these big demonstrations, I mean, if you've seen anything in you know, some of the stuff in Madison when Governor Walker was first elected, that was all big, but mostly, you know, people just kind of there and chanting and being present. Here in Charlottesville, on Saturday, I was actually surprised that there was not a more firm police line to keep the two groups separate. I mean, the two groups were basically right next to each other and interacting and flowing back and forth. I mean, it was almost it was impossible for there to not be some kind of confrontation. Just you get that many people in a small space. The space I'm talking about is really quite little. Emancipation Park is, and when you have, you know, thousands of people there who are you know, ideologically very, very opposed and for good reason, then you know there were some fights for sure. The event was scheduled to start at noon, but some fighting and skirmishes had already begun well before that. The actual assembly was declared to be an unlawful assembly pretty much right after noon, and so all the groups that were there were told to disperse, and for the most part did. As they marched away, of course, they were, you know, the anti-fascists, the anti-racists, who spanned also a lot of groups, from Congregate Seville to the Clergy Collective to various anti-fascist groups to the socialists. The anti-fascist groups then also, you know, heckled them and told them to get the heck out of here because they don't belong here. Hate has no home in Charlottesville. As the white nationalists left, they pepper sprayed anti-racists on their way out. The whole thing was just a mess all day long. And that was, you know, we all, you know, were certainly keeping an eye out at that point because they were dispersed. A lot of them went to a different park on the north end of town called McIntyre Park, but others did not. So there were some basically roving bands of Nazis and fascists wandering around the central part of Charlottesville. A number of anti-racist affinity groups were, you know, also grouped around trying to go and meet them where they were and stop them and have the courage to stop them. One of those groups was down on 4th and Water Street, which is just a couple blocks south of Emancipation Park, where the Unite the Right rally was originally set to occur and where it did start. So just a couple blocks south of that park, they were gathered in what's a fairly narrow street, a fairly narrow corridor just south of this very nice downtown mall, kind of like State Street in Madison in some ways. And so there were, you know, a couple hundred anti-racists there at that point. That's when a car, a gray Ford, I believe, you know, at pretty high speed came across the mall at the downtown mall crossing, one of the street crossings, and plowed into the group of people, engaged in what I would certainly call a domestic terrorism incident, and plowed into a crowd of anti-racists driven by one of the fascists that had come to Charlottesville. Reports have now indicated that he was an Ohio resident, a 20-year-old who drove this vehicle into there. And, you know, there's blood on the hands of this whole group now. There's blood on the hands of that whole group that incited this, that made this happen. And I think there's also, frankly, blood on the hands of Donald Trump and the entire Trump administration and all the Republican politicians that have played footsie and flirted with these guys over the years. And this is the culmination of what they are about. And I think we need to make it absolutely clear that this domestic terrorism incident is on the same spectrum as today's modern GOP. That I'm not overstating that. It's not that Donald Trump has himself murdered anyone, or that Steve Bannon or some of the other truly loony far-right guys in this regime have murdered anybody themselves, but they certainly have given signals. Donald Trump on Saturday, after this murder on the streets of Charlottesville happened, also gave signals to the far right nationalists, the white nationalists, that this is something that, you know, it's all sides, guys. Both sides here really is the problem. No, that's absolutely false. The problem is the white nationalists. The problem is the actual Nazis in our streets killing people. The problem is not those who oppose them. And so the thing that happened there was the car plowed in. A woman died. Her name was Heather Heyer. And she was killed. Another 19 were so injured that they went to the UVA hospital. My wife was on site. She was acting as a street medic on Saturday. She ran from McGuffey Park, where I was, over there with a couple of other street medics, treated two of the women on the ground, one with a pretty massive head injury and skull fracture, it turns out, who is going to recover, but only after quite a long time. And so, you know, there's a lot of trauma in Charlottesville today.
And lastly, as we wrap up, as someone who lives in Charlottesville, who's a steering committee member of Together Charlottesville, a political activist group, what do you hope comes out of this weekend's events, and especially the horrible tragedy of lives lost?
Yeah, we have to make some time to grieve Heather Heyer and to take a moment of silence for each of our lives for that loss. I think what I hope comes from this is that we all together resolve to recognize that there are those in America who seek to destroy lives. We must meet and challenge those people with the courage to be, with the courage to affirm life. We must meet them with the courage to work for justice and equity and build a society rooted in empathy, such that everyone can lead flourishing and meaningful and joyful lives, and not so that those who have always benefited from systems of oppression can continue to oppress. So that's my hope, is that we jointly strengthen that resolve and work together and activate and become mobilized around, frankly, some structural racism issues and pursue policy changes that will make this society more just.
Nathan, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
Nathan Moore is a steering committee member of Together Seaville, a local political activist group in Charlottesville, Virginia.